Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Tyler Thursday. Tyler Kennedy in the house here. Joe is not here today. We don't know where Joe is. And Austin, it's your job to find out where he is. Is he playing golf somewhere, do you think?
That really is a possibility. There's a rumor going around that, TK, you are playing golf with Crowley today. Is that true?
No, it's not true. I was getting the guys going yesterday. They're trying to start something. Me and Crowley already have something going on. I'm trying to put the fire out. These guys are trying to get it going. So I just said I was golfing with them today. But no,
you're not. Just to settle everything down, right?
Still not right what he said, but.
I'm going to play a little quiz with you, and I want you to answer these from what you think. Shooting percentages, the best on the Penguins. Who's number one?
Who? Brazo?
Brazo's up there, but he's not number one. He's right behind number one, who belongs to Sidney Crosby.
Wow.
Almost 29% shooting. He has 12 goals. He's very efficient with his shots. Brazo is number two. Who would be number three?
Wow. Kindle?
No. He's still struggling in that department. 11%. Anthony Mantha, wow. 23%. He's been a good find for them. He's a plus 10. He's doing everything that you would expect. Like 4 or 5 years ago when he was a perennial 25 goal scorer. So maybe he'll return to that right now. One of the other things, Tyler, that we should talk about is what they do with his goaltending situation because, Sergei Mereshov looked good in his last game. For whatever reason, Nashville's not a good team, but they have like big name players on from Marchessault to Stamkos and O'Reilly and all these guys, but they're just not playing well. But he played well in that game. They made life a little easier, only 21 shots on goal allowed. And that's another thing that Dan Muse's team is different. They're reducing the amount of activity goalies have to, and which may explain why Tristan Jarry's played well. And for that matter, Shelov's. So what do they do when they're all healthy? Because Jarry's on his way back, it looks like.
Well, I think right now, you literally have to see him more. We have to get him in as many games before Jarry gets better. Jarry's probably a week or two out. I would think you already know what Arthur's all about. He's good goalie. Mereshov has to get more than two games in before you send him back down. I think you come back with him, especially against a good team like Minnesota. I think he's going to be challenged. I think there's going to be a lot more than 21 shots. I think Mereshov probably is feeling pretty confident. I think you throw him back in. And I think if I'm Kyle Dubas, I'm telling Jarry to take your time. Take your time so you come back, you feel 100. Don't rush back because right now we need to see Mereshov in a couple more games to make a decision. That's a tough one because if he does play another two or three games and he's lights out and he looks like he's ready, you have to keep him up. You have to decide on those other two. He's a future. He's just showing you that he's ready. I think it would be a decision of the other two, not Mereshov.
But I think Shelov is playing very well, and he's not going anywhere because Dubas acquired him, so that's one of his acquisitions. Jarry was not, although he did give him the extension.
Right.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with having three healthy goalies going at it. Competition brings out the best, and then if somebody out there has an injury problem, then that's where you dangle Jarry a little bit in and see what you can get, but I think it's a pleasant problem to have. It's much better than thinking the opposite of it. Nobody's playing well, and what do we got to do here?
Right. No, I think it's a problem we haven't had in years. You know, like we're looking like, who do we play?
Because and Blomqvist is still in the, you know, in the future plans. He got hurt, and that derailed him a little bit. But you know, so all of a sudden they have some depth there.
And I think Jari's playing good enough for another team to take a chance on him, right?
Especially at a contract that's not that bad in terms of how much per year. It's like $5 million. Yeah. I mean, some of these goalies are making $10, $11, $12 million dollars.
And it's not going down, right? It's the prices are going up for a real number one. They're going to 10, 12. Who's the guy that's up? Shishkin?
No, he just signed. It's Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky.
They signed everyone in Florida but him.
And
he's been their backstop in two Stanley Cups.
And he was the guy that signed that big contract, and everyone was like, oh my God, we have a goalie making over 10. Like, how? And he was like, no, I'm part of that star core. Like, I should be paid like a star core guy, you know? So he is going to get paid a ton. But I think, you know, the more I think of it, I probably would send back Mirashov and try to get Jari to keep playing well, and I'd be trying to sell him like crazy.
Yeah, because you never know when an injury is going to occur to some goaltender.
And there's a lot of teams that are like Edmonton Oilers.
Oh.
You would think that.
That's their problem. I think, I don't know about you, but I think that's why Connor McDavid signed a short-term deal. Because he wants to see what they do in goal. It's been their Achilles heel on these playoff runs.
Yeah, like last year, their goalie – not saying he lost the game in the finals, but he wasn't rock solid. Like, if they didn't have Connor McDavid and Draisaitl on that team producing at that pace, their back end from the defense to the goaltending might be the bottom five in the NHL at defensive game. And it starts with the goalie. Like, talk about a team that's...
Last night they lost 7-4 at Washington.
It's... You need a stud goalie. You need a goalie that's going to steal games. The Penguins, the last 2 years, like they've lost how many games on first shot, first goal? Like, talk about taking the wins out of the sails. Like, you don't win like that. You lose a good portion of games because the other team perks up right away. They feel good, and you don't. So I think you're going to start seeing goalies get overpaid too. And I would not be surprised if they do trade Jari if he keeps performing at the clip he is. But again, I would like to see more of Mirashov.
Yeah, I do too. But I don't know how that plays out. I know that Jari's not ready yet, so that gives him another week or 2 weeks to get this thing rolling and see where he... But Chilovs, don't underestimate him. He's 24 years old, and I think the guy has... I've always liked him, watching him in Vancouver with the limited times he was on the ice. So it's interesting now. I want to look at these standings. This Colorado is just pulling out crazy numbers. 13-1 with five... overtime losses, 31 points in 19 games. When I look at the Eastern Conference, I just want to get your take about who's a contender, who's a pretender. I'm going to run down the list, and you tell me. We're a quarter of the way through this, so you can make a little bit of an assumption. Carolina Hurricanes are 4 points better than the Penguins. I think we would agree they are contenders, right? Or you're going to say no?
I think pretenders, because...
You think they're a pretender?
I think they're the best regular season team. But then when the playoff comes and it's a different game in the playoffs, they don't have the toughness. They've never had the toughness from when I was playing them. I knew all we had to do was rough up the game and they would shut the door. You know, they would fold. And it has not changed. What happened in playoffs last year? Florida, Brad Marchand running around scared half their top guys, series over. Exact same thing this year.
All right. New Jersey Devils are... just ahead of the Penguins also. That's a team that's sort of that follows the Hurricanes. You know, I see sometimes they have the success in the regular season, but they haven't made it turn into anything in the postseason. Are they pretender or contender?
Pretender. I think they're better than Carolina in the playoffs because they have a toughness factor to them. They have a Dylan. They have some guys that bring some heat, but it's insane how Hughes keeps getting hurt. Like, not just like hurt on the ice, like hurt away from the rink, which is like insane. And that's just being young and dumb, really. Like, that is not taking your job serious. I know it's a freak accident, but you don't see any of the other stars like McKinnon and those guys getting cut at a team dinner, you know? So I think They're a pretender too.
They brought in Timo Meier a few years ago for a playoff run.
Yep.
He's still there, but to me, he doesn't do, I think, what they thought he would do to them. You know, he hasn't taken them into a different level. It's Hughes and who is it? Dawson Mercer and Bratt.
Right. Like when you think of playoff players, you know, when I think of guys I'd pick up to make a push in playoffs, like I'm thinking guys like Brad Marchand, you know, guys that are like have multiple ways to win games, guys that are willing to maybe grab someone and like shake them up a little bit, you know, stir it up a little bit. Guys like that, those guys, like, I don't think like they are going to be that kind of guy. If they don't play that high skill game and win on that, there's no other way to win the hockey game. And that's why a lot of these teams are struggling. You know, a lot of the teams can't get over the hump because they don't have guys that can play more than one way. You talk to any Stanley Cup team, from the Florida Panthers to the Boston Bruins to us to Tampa Bay Lightning, every guy always said, how do you want to play? And we can play that style. If you want to rough it up, we're going to rough it up, and we got guys. If you want to play a skill game, they have the skill. And when you can do that, you can dictate what makes you a better team than the other team. If you know they have more toughness than skill, you're going to play a more high-end skill and make them pay on the power play. If you have, you know, a softer team, if you know the other team softer, you go from playing a real skill team or a real skill approach to a physical, wear them down, make them play a game they don't want to play.
All right, so Hurricanes pretender, Devils pretender. That brings us to the Penguins, who are right behind both of those teams. Contender or pretender, or you can say too soon to tell, but edging one way or the other. I think they're a contender, not for Stanley Cup, but to do some damage in the playoffs. I've said that from the beginning.
I think so, too. I think they're a contender just from the veteran guys that have won. When you have guys that get in the playoffs and have been there, have been in the big games, they know how to win. So they are the real deal. They are not pretenders.
They are contenders. All right. Islanders, 11-7-2. Over the years, they've been pretending. A lot of people thought they had the kind of team. Patrick Waugh goes off behind the bench all the time. That guy's an emotional spark plug or a loose cannon, however you want to describe him. What are they?
Pretenders. They don't have the high-end skill they don't have enough scoring power to win games.
Capitals.
Oh, they might not make playoffs. They're pretenders.
So far, everyone is a pretender except the Penguins. Blue Jackets.
Pretenders, they don't have enough scoring power. They don't have a deep enough team. They're on their way, though. They're trending in the right direction. In a couple years, they will be very dangerous. But right now, they're still not there.
The Rangers with Mike Sullivan are next to last. The Flyers are last with Rick Tocchet. So Rangers, Flyers. Too soon? I still think the Rangers, even though I don't predict they're going to win anything significant in the postseason, I think they got enough veteran people on that team. They should be able to claw back into this, shouldn't they, or not? They have a goaltender, too, who's good.
Yeah. I think they have enough guys that have been in the playoffs. I think if something clicks, something changes in that dressing room where they learn to play a different way, I think they can cause some damage in the playoffs. I believe in them.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And Flyers. Not yet. I don't think they're there yet.
No, they have a hardworking team, but they don't. When you look at their top two lines, they're not going to make you pay. When you play against other teams' top two lines, and they're not deep enough, like, they're pretenders.
All right, I'm going to ask you about Charlie McAvoy. Those of you who haven't seen it, Austin, did you see him take a puck to the face? It reminded me of Sidney Crosby when he got hit in the face as well. And Crosby had all sorts of dental surgery. Now he's going to get surgery. Did you see it?
I did not.
Okay, you should look for it. It's
should I?
Well, it's not as you're not going to see blood everywhere, but you see where it hits him. So I mean, Tyler, what is the worst injury? I'm sure you've been hit in the face, probably with sticks, pucks, everything else. And take me back to Sidney Crosby when he had to go through all that, because I mean. He had to miss some time, but he still goes to the net. I find it very interesting. Like, when baseball players are at the plate, some of them get hit in the head and are not able to return just psychologically because they can't step back in there the next time. Crosby still goes to those dirty areas, and he's in there regardless of what has happened to him in the past. What's the worst one of those you've ever had? Did you lose teeth, too, in the process?
Yeah, like, I think every hockey player's lost teeth and all that. Probably the one that ruined my career and just kind of not blackballed me, but put me behind the blackball. I blew out my back. I hurt some disc. I was doing in San Jose. I was doing some high knee jumps over some barriers, and when I landed too stiff, and my back blew out, and I couldn't walk. And so I went to a chiropractor in San Jose. I just found some random guy, and I was like, dude, I think my something's out. I didn't know because I was like injury prone there. I didn't want to talk to the doctors, but he cracked me and it made it so much worse. And I was out 3 months. Wow. And I couldn't.
Wait a minute. You didn't go to the team doctor?
No, it's not like you think, because once you start going to them too much, the first thing the team doctor does, guess what he does? He goes and talks to the coach. And as soon as the coach is like, oh, he's hurt again, he tells the GM, and you get like a bad name. You know, you don't want to be that.
Well, what happens if he finds that you on your own went to a chiropractor and he hurt you worse?
I know. And believe me, I made some mistakes, but I should have just took the time off. But that was the worst. I literally went. So I was really struggling to walk. And so we had a pregame skate in San Jose. We were flying up to Vancouver. And I didn't even get through pregame skate, and I was just like, I think I'm through my back. I just need a rest. They're like, okay, well, you're still playing tonight. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I played in Vancouver. I didn't break a stride. When I say I was just dishing the puck, I was barely moving, didn't hit anyone. And then the next day I had to come clean, and guys, like, I can't do this. I have no power in my legs. So they sent me to the doctor, and the nerves and everything were all like messed up. I think when I was 28, and they said I had like a 45-year-old to a 50-year-old back at 25, just from the wear and tear. And I just, from then on, it was always an issue. My warm up was longer. Warming up my back and my hips was longer than the practice. And that's when I knew, okay, it's coming to an end, you know. And I would come back to my apartment, and I'd be walking sideways. And Brandon's like, "Oh, it's out again." And I'm like, "I know, I can't do this anymore." Because I had Cookie at the time. I couldn't pick up my kid, and it's not so much like the actual pain, but it's like that it just wears on you so emotional.
You start favoring other parts of your body, I bet, too, right?
But it's the mental stress of every day worrying about if your back is going to go out. It was almost like too much. Like, I was like, I need to talk to someone, because that's all I think about. I'm so sick of warming up for an hour for a 25-minute practice. This is insane. And I did everything. I was acupuncture, massage, cold tub, hot tub, and I just needed a rest, you know. And I remember it took me 14 months after I retired to actually wake up and like feel normal, like not hurt in the morning. Yeah, it sucked. And it wasn't like I lost a tooth or whatever, you know, I lost teeth, and it's kind of like, you know, the pain is quick and, you know, you get over it pretty quick. But this was just like that knife in your back every day. And if you've had any kind of back problems or anything, every time you take a step with that foot, it gets a little, it's just a reminder. And that sucked. And, you know, but when you see that Charlie McElroy, like, he's went through a lot of injuries. Like even last year when I think he broke his arm or shoulder or whatever.
I mean, he's fearless also. He goes to areas. He's a smaller guy, but man, he's very willing to get engaged. Yeah. You mentioned those backs. That was one of the things. I think if Mario Lemieux didn't have those back problems, he might have been right up there at the top of every list, because that just makes it impossible. Oh. There was a time when he was out in L.A., I think it was, very early in his career, and the Penguins needed to win their final game against Buffalo, and he came back under an assumed name. No one knew where he was, and he showed up to play in that game. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he was like number two star or number one star.
Yeah.
And they lost in overtime. I still remember a goal by Uwe Krupp. Yeah. I remember looking at, we were there, and I'm saying, of all people, Uwe Krupp is going to keep the Penguins out of the playoffs. But Mario came all the way back, even despite all that pain that he had to be going through. So I hope it's better. I hope you're golfing. Yeah, at least it has to be better, right?
I'm better. I still take care of it, though. Like, I still have to stretch. I get massages every week just to stay mobile. Obviously, I'm on the ice with training. But, you know, when you think of guys that go to the hard areas, like, there's different toughness in the NHL. There's toughness, like, fighting guys. And there's a different toughness where some guys that don't fight won't go there. It's going to the areas like Sidney Crosby does when a puck is going 100 miles an hour and you're trying to get your stick in front of it, which usually gets deflected and you have no idea. Like, just think of how many pucks Sidney Crosby deflects near the net. Oh, it's incredible. Insane. Like,
and also jump over. I've seen him stand in front of a goalie with his back to the blue line. And he can sense a shot's coming, jump up, and it goes right. I mean, he's incredible. Well, I wish you well with that, and I know you have a lot of kids to pick up, so that's going to keep you going. Tyler, always appreciate the time, man. Yeah. Thanks.
It's always fun, Bob. It goes by quick.
Yeah, next week we have a lot to talk about. Two games this weekend and another one next Wednesday night when Buffalo comes to town. So,
well, next week's Thanksgiving, Bob. Will you be here?
Oh, that's right.
I won't be here, and I don't think TK will be here.
I'm going to be alone.
Will you be here on Thanksgiving? Joe will be here.
Is he?
He will.
He will.
Yes.
But I can't be here. It's Thanksgiving. Why is he here?
I'll be in the Turkey Bowl. Ooh. Yeah, Turkey Bowl. Turkey Bowl 8, I think.
How do you like your turkey, by the way? Do you get, like, have you ever tried deep fried?
Once, actually, yes.
You liked it?
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah. A lot of grease there. You have to watch. Yeah. You set the house on fire. How about you, Tyler? What's your favorite one? And do you like stuffing better than all the other stuff that comes with it? Because I'm a big stuffing person. I'm not a big into beets or cranberries
or
that kind of stuff. I just don't like it.
I like gravy, potatoes, stuffing, and maybe a little bit of turkey. But turkey, out of those, it's like last. Maybe I'm getting the wrong turkey. Maybe it's too dry sometimes. But I love gravy and mashed potatoes and stuffing. I think that's the top.
Your favorite dessert?
Ooh, pie.
Yeah, but there's a million pies.
Apple pie.
You have to be specific.
I love apple pie with ice cream.
Oh, there you go.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh,
is elite.
Oh. No way.
No, you don't like pumpkin pie?
No, I don't like pumpkin anything. Pumpkin lattes, pumpkin this, pumpkin that. It's just not.
It's the only pumpkin that I like, pumpkin pie. Never. And it's very good.
Well, I like any kind of berry pie. So Joe's going to be here. It's going to make me think about that next Thursday. And then we'll make Tyler feel bad if he's not even going to be here. It's only an hour, Tyler.
Yeah,
your wife can't possibly be upset with you. Maybe your best asset is to get out of her way.
Yeah,
that's how I feel sometimes.
I try.
Tyler Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.